Let's talk some footy with Isaac Smith, our man from down the highway at the Cats in the Inner Sanctum on the Breakfast Club. He's with us 25 past 7 on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Isaac.
Morning, Harv. How are we?
We are well. How are you?
Oh, very good. Can't complain.
Oh, good. That's nice. It's nice that you can't complain.
I am hearing good news, though.
What's that?
I'm hearing that Whitey's on a fitness regime.
Well, that's where I want to start with you. That's where I want to start. And our man is regiming again. I don't see a vessel of fluid to keep him hydrated, but we'll work on that, the baby steps. But he's got 15 keg dumbbells straight up. He's gone to Kmart yesterday and got some dumbbells. Isaac, is he going over the top there? Does he need a little reduction in weight?
Well, what's he looking for? Is it chest or purely bicep?
What is the ideal outcome?
I've got
here?
No idea. I just did what I was told.
He's got full body movement. He's got compound movements. He's goblet squatting.
I've got the program. This is Jimmy Bartel's giving me this program. Isaac, tell me whether you do this sort of stuff. So push-ups. That's easy.
Yeah.
I know what they are. A plank.
Well, that's easy. You don't need weights for any of this.
Have you done a plank before?
I have done a plank. The beauty about being 15 years in the AFL system is that most of my body's cooked, so I don't have to lift any weights these days.
That's true. A flat DB bench.
Dumbbell. Flat dumbbell bench.
An incline bench.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't have a bench, so that's a bit of an issue.
That's a problem.
And overhead press.
That's easy.
So that's...
Well, the overhead press might get you a 15 kilos.
15 kegs, that's going to cost him, I reckon. You're right.
is that when we just go like that?
Yeah, push it up.
Yeah, right. I practiced that last night. I did that all right. I didn't do too many of them, though. Legs, DB deadlift.
Dumbbell deadlift, yep.
Goblet squat.
Yep.
What is that?
Just hold it up in your chest and squat. Easy.
Dead bug.
Yeah, don't worry. It's not going to work for you.
Don't worry about that. With 10 kilos, you'll rip your arms out.
And a reverse lunge.
Oh, yes. I can't say that could be good for your knees.
Day three is a pull.
We should always look after yourself. My goodness. I don't know what's happened here, Isaac. We might leave the regime for the moment.
I think there needs to be more explained there.
I'll get to that.
We might leave the regime.
No.
Either side of that.
Yeah, we need a DB either at the front of that or the end of that, please.
a bit over.
No more regime chat. We're moving on.
A strict press.
Not working.
A seated hammer
all
curl.
All sorts of activity.
And an SADB row.
No, I'm out. Yeah. I'm done. I'm out. I want to talk footy with Isaac because the Cats are hot to trot and I need to get it back on track real quick here.
That's the program.
Before we lose our way.
Well, hopefully you're not doing the program in front of anyone.
I need a spotter.
No. You're fluffer the way you're going. Now, where were you when Jezza kicked the barrel? Isaac, did you call for him to go the barrel?
Well, I kicked it to him, and I ended up about 3 metres behind him. So, we've got a bit of a talk club down at the club where Jezza, Hawk and I just seem to let talk go pre-game for about 5 minutes. And he'd been hitting it very well of late, and I was standing about, I thought, I'll get behind him here because I reckon he might pull it out. And I was right behind him, and as soon as it came off the boot, it was going straight through the middle, so GMHBA loved it, which was good.
So who's in the Torp Club?
Oh, myself, Hawk and Jezza.
Nice. So who's the best? Explain it normally.
Well, we're all a little bit different. Mine more go for height with their distance. Hawk can shape his, and Jezza's a low, flat dart. So they're all a little bit different, but... it was awesome to see, and he certainly got the crowd up and about, and the boys up and about, which those moments are great to be playing footy in.
Where does Zach Toohey sit in the Talk Club, or is he sort of next level?
Well, he must be taking his pre-game a little bit too seriously, to be honest. but he's also down back a bit, so he doesn't get to sort of. I would call myself a midfield forward. So I get to hang around with the big boys.
We were talking yesterday, mentioning Jeremy Cameron, just a slightly different role. There's times there on Saturday he was playing in the midfield. There was a couple of other players playing in different positions. You kind of changed it up a little bit on Saturday.
Yeah, it was a little bit of variation to what we were doing, and I think it's probably evolving a little bit. We're bringing younger guys into the team, and we're certainly giving them opportunities and giving them different looks, but we're also seeing where other guys can impact the game. And I've certainly learned over my time in the game that if you play the exact one position for 120 minutes, that sometimes, depending on how the game's evolving, it can be very difficult. So, I think we're starting to get the balance right with how we're shaping up against opposition. And on the weekend, even though we had 26 scoring shots to 13, we probably didn't kick as many goals as we liked. We felt like that we controlled the game the way we wanted to, and it turned out pretty well for us.
And you kind of went through the gears. There was a time there in the match where Port kind of got control of the match in that middle phase, but you didn't panic and you got yourselves going and you sort of, you know, put the game to bed quite quickly. I imagine that would have been one of the impressive parts of the game, that the fact you were challenged by a team that had won, you know, quite a few games over the last month and sort of took the game completely away from them quite quickly.
Yeah, it was. It was something that we've been unable to do for a few weeks now. We've stopped the momentum of the opposition. We felt like, against St Kilda, and not taking anything away from them, but we felt like we were probably the better side for the larger percentage of that game. But when they got their run on a momentum, that they really pulled us apart and made us look silly. So, I mean, you take that out of that what you'd like, but we felt like we played probably two and a half, three quarters of really good footy against them, but the quarter of footy they played, they were ultra impressive, and I think they kicked seven or eight straight. So, and that was a little bit of a trend that had been occurring for a few weeks. So it was nice to be able to control it when Port Adelaide came. We knew they'd come, and they've certainly got their side together back over the last month, and they've been playing really good footy.
They have. How are you guys tracking? Are you comfortable with where you're sitting at the moment, the way you're playing and the way the squad's evolved?
Yeah, I think we're building. We're probably a little bit disappointed with the couple of losses we have had, but then we watch Hawks go out and they beat Brisbane on the weekend, and Collingwood fly over to Perth and beat Fremantle. So it's a funny season. Other than Melbourne, who are out in front at the moment, there's probably not a clear number two. So although we've been disappointed with a few of our losses, we certainly want to build into the back half of the year. And we've also got some personnel out, and we've been probably, I'm not sure we've gone into a game yet with the same 22, let alone the same 18 or 15 or 16. So hopefully we can get some continuity there and get players like Jack Henry back in the side in the coming weeks. So, we feel like we're building. We're certainly not... we wouldn't be overly happy with some of the stuff we've dished up, but we've certainly dished up some really good footy as well. So it's a long season, I would say.
It is a long season. And that continuity is disrupted again for the next couple of weeks anyway, because Danger is being rested for the next couple of weeks with that little calf complaint. And we hear last night that he's going to be put through a little conditioning phase through the middle of the year. Is there anyone else going through this that these high-performance staff are going to be getting a few more sessions into?
Well, that's news to my ears, Arf. I've got no idea. I've obviously been a hermit for the last 24 hours. So that occurs all the time, as you know, in football clubs, that when you get injuries, players will go and work on different types of things, and where the high performance staff think that they can get a real bang for buck in a short period of time with certain players. So usually I get thrown in the gym with 15 kilo dumbbells.
Ready for day 2.
I have a pull in my program. But, but do a goblet squat every now and then.
Yeah, they're good squats. They're very good squats.
Is he frustrated, Danger? I mean, it's not the first year now that he's had sort of niggling injuries, or, you know, he hasn't really had a clean run at it for quite a while. And he's obviously one of the best players in the competition. How is he going?
I think he's frustrated. I think as an individual athlete, you're always frustrated when you can't execute exactly what you want because your body's hampering you. But I think, and what I'd personally like as a plan is let's get him right for the back half of the year and make sure he's fit and firing then. So hopefully he doesn't have any more issues post this. But, you know, moving to the club, and I was aware of how good of a player he was, but you'd only come up against him twice a year and how physical he was. But when I got to the club, it blew me away. And he's, the physicality of his game and how hard he attacks the contest. And he's played, it'd be pretty close to 300 games of AFL footy now. And there's no surprise that he's a little sore every now and then. So hopefully this up and down sort of scenario he's been dealing with over the last 18 months, he can come out the other side of it and get back to his best.
So you're 9 games in or 10 games into the season now. The byes aren't too far away. How is your body at the moment, just sort of making it about you rather than everybody else? Are you ready for a break? Because games are played a little bit differently this year to previously. There seems to be a bit more flow to the game and so forth.
Yeah, I certainly will be enjoying a week off. It's amazing. I was chatting to someone the other day and talking about how the game's changed so much since I've entered the game to now, but how much it's probably changed in the last 3 or 4 years, probably off the back of Richmond, and teams were trying to find a way to beat them, and it now feels like a lot of football is played at such a high intensity, and it's all about trying to get the ball forward as quick as possible. So as an offence, you talk about how quick you want to move the ball, for example, and the speed you got to run at that. But on the other side of it, defensively, it's so much harder. If you're involved in the play, sometimes the ball moves so quickly that it's no point even running because it's already gone. But when you've got to go, you've really got to go. So I've found, just in my game purely, that my K's haven't gone up, for example, but my high-intensity running and just intensity efforts around the ball has skyrocketed over the last probably 2 or 3 years.
Sorry, Huff, that's interesting because I was watching you quite closely on Saturday, and there was a phase in the game where it just wasn't going to your side of the ground, and that sort of emphasises what you're saying a little bit, that it was like you were just sort of standing there in the middle of the centre square, and it just wasn't going down your side. But then there was another phase where the ball just was going exactly where you were all the time. It's the game's being played very differently to what perhaps was the case 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, it is, and teams within that are playing differently as well, but I think how players are coached now, and players are so good at executing their role that some days it's purely just not your day. Mm. might be a little bit different at the moment if you're playing at Melbourne and they're getting the numbers they're getting, but yeah, it's funny. Footy's changed, and I feel like the product, we're certainly getting more scoring and more goals and things like that, but I feel like footy's exciting again in that sense, that teams are taking it on, and whether they're 2, 3, 4 goals down, St Kilda against us, they took it on through the middle of the ground last week and they ended up winning the game because they had maybe not the constitution, but they had the awareness that if they don't take it on or they don't sort of make the game the, how they want it to be played, then they're not going to win. So I think that's good for football.
Is a 2:30 grand final start time good for football? You've been there. There was a suggestion, Steve, I took it to the bank last week, that it was going to be a twilight grand final. Is a 2:30 start the best time for a grand final?
Obviously the AFL deem it to be, but
from a play perspective,
my personal opinion, half would be, who cares what time the grand final is, as long as we're getting the best entertainment on and off the field. So I think I'm a big believer in pushing it back. So I feel like twilight or night football gives you the best spectacle. And I think we want to produce the best spectacle in Australian sports. So that would be me. But I have no idea of the statistics or anything behind it. So I'll leave that to others. But I'm certainly not a traditionalist in that sense. My view with football always is that it's no longer a sport and it's entertainment, and we've got to provide the best product.
Well, that's a nice little zinger to finish. Nice work. And that's the why we get you on the Inner Sanctum, because you take us deep into the mind of the current day player. a very special player at that.
Yes. Now, we're going to chat to Matthew Head, a former AFL umpire, shortly. Now, you've been pretty big on the fact that you've liked the crackdown on dissent and so forth this year. Are you still in that camp?
Yeah, I think if the rules are educated to how we were educated in the pre-season, then it's a good rule in the sense that we get the game moving and we're not getting held up because players are having a tantrum. So that's about all I'll say, Whitey.
I think you've answered that very well. We can sort of take it from there.
We can take it from there, and we'll continue the conversation after the break with Matty Head. But we appreciate your time, Isaac. Well done on the weekend. And enjoy Barrel Club this week, and we can't wait to see a few more barrels against the Crows. 145 GMHBA Stadium this Saturday afternoon coming. Go get them.
Thanks, Al. Thanks, Whitey. Enjoy your fitness regime, bud.
Yeah, I'm sure I will.
Isaac Smith with us from the Cats in the Inner Sanctum. Some interesting stuff there to finish with in particular. Yes. Well, we'll get to that break because Matty Head is going to join us, former AFL umpire, close to 150 games in the system. Very good umpire he was too. We'll get his take on what's happening in the game at the moment, whether or not it is sustainable going forward. We'll do it after this on The Breakfast Club.